everybody grows up that way.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore, I guess.
You see, in our country here, it ain't no trouble. You can, a boy, a good husky boy, he uses a lot of rocks throwing at things. You know, he gets pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Because you can get hold of one putting you anywhere you want to, you know.
Snakes.
Now, you take land like that, there's no rock in that land. That's prairie land. But some of this land, here you speak to something other about some rock and land. Some of the best crops we grow it where there's quite a few rocks.
Hmm.
Strawberries does awful well in rocks. Just awful well. It seemed like it has a tendency to hold moisture a little better some way. I don't know why, but it does.
Well, let's see. If somebody came to find you now, you'd say that you were where? You were downtown?
You mean somebody come to my house looking for me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no. Someone called your wife and said, is he downtown? She said, no. She'd probably say, no, he's...
out in the field or something, working, or...
Well, I was thinking more at home or to home. Which would it be? Well, what would you say there?
She would say probably he's not at home.
Uh-huh.
Maybe going to town or a sale or something, see?
Uh-huh. And if somebody's walking in this direction, we say he's coming
to it.
Uh-huh. If you went downtown and just met someone accidentally and your wife said, did you get down there and did you think you'd meet him? What would you probably say? No, I didn't.
No, I'd say it was a surprise to me.
Yeah, I didn't intend to meet him there. I just
surprise.
If father's name is William, and he has a son, and he names the child William, you say we named the child
William Gerard.
And someone says. Well, would you say you named the child for his father, or you named the child after his father?
After his father.
Your dog over there, what would you tell him to?
Just say, get him.
And if you want him to come to you?
Say, come here.
And a dog that's, just not any special kind of dog, uncommon, just a lot of different kinds. You call him he's not a purebred or a thoroughbred, he's just a...
Just call him dog, it'd be all I know. That's why the kind of way mine is. He's just dog. He's mixed to some other kind of dog, or really more shepherd than anything else.
He's a nice dog, friendly.
He won't bite you, but he'll let you know you're around. If you're fooling around, he'll let me know if you're around.
You ever been bitten by a dog?
Well, I have, yes, but it's been a long time. A long time. Not since I was.
That's no fun, is it?
No, sir, it sure isn't.
I've heard about the cases of hydrophobia that way, where dogs got out and bit the animals.
Well, that happens, they claim, in this country some, but I'm going to tell you this truth about the business. About half or two-thirds of these dogs they think's hydrophobic is not. There's very little hydrophobic.
Mm-hmm.
Very little. Dogs has what you call running fits, and you'd think for sure he's a hydrophobic, but it isn't. It's caused by worms or something that caused him to have that. We call it running fits.
Did you have cats around your barn to keep the mice down?
Yes, we do even now.
They're pretty handy, aren't they?
Oh, yes. We've got three here, all three toms. I've been threatening a little bit about castrating one or two, but they say if you do,